Have you ever heard about Kassier the Deathless? Kassier is a villain, in possession of many treasures that he hoards. He may not be killed unless someone breaks the needle that is his death. That's way more convenient than having a lousy heel like Achilles, or vulnerable locks like Samson. And it's better than being mortal. You take the death needle, and you store it in a place where no one can find it. Then you live forever, or as long as you want to live. In the fairy tale, the needle is concealed within an egg. The egg is within a duck, the duck is within a hare, and the hare is inside a chest suspended on a branch on a tree growing on a cliff that overlooks the stormy sea. So, what does this have to do with a skinny young boy who packs lipsticks into a jar and then puts the jar beneath his shirt so that he can try to get it halfway across the city of Moscow undetected? It's 1999. Everything is covered in asphalt. And while it may seem too late for any folklore myth to be unfolding, in Russia, fairy tales predetermine reality. The boy's name is Mitya, and he's 12. He has a needle somewhere deep inside his body, which he believes makes him invincible. His dreams are full of sticky, viscous fairy tales, where he is Kassier. But there's no resolution yet, whether he's the villain or the hero. Perhaps Mitya should decide, but he doesn't like making decisions. He can't even decide if he's a boy or a girl. This is why he has the jar of lipsticks, and many more jars, in fact. His treasures, some with colorful clothes inside them, some with other kinds of makeup. And he's taken them from the pre-revolutionary apartment building on the old Arbat Street, where he grew up and where there were many convenient nooks to hide things, to a new apartment in one of the super blocks in the residential area called Chertanova, in the south of Moscow. It's a much smaller space, and Mitya is still figuring out how to store these jars in a way that his parents won't discover them. Mitya has had some fascinating events occur in his life lately. He almost solved a murder, almost committed another murder, almost moved to a new country. At one point in school, they studied fractions, and Mitya had a tough time understanding that halves are just that, halves, 0.5, 50%, one half. What if one of them is bigger than the other? Mitya is not good at math, as you can see, but he's good at imagination. Mitya is utterly convinced that no one has ever looked at two halves long enough, or attentively enough. Now that his family is moving, because his parents have lost a lot of money in the recession and had to sell the apartment, Mitya is secretly excited. He knows that the other half of his life is starting, and that it's going to be better than the previous one. Besides, he's going to be 13 soon. Everyone is always so dismissive of the number 13, giving it a bad name. That, Mitya knows for sure. The overlooked number is bitter. Recognize it, and it will make you happy. So, Mitya thinks that at 13, he will be the happiest. After all, why shouldn't he be? He's moving and leaving some nasty things behind, like his cousin, Vovka. Terrible Vovka. Mitya's father, Dmitry Fyodorovich, who is also Vovka's uncle, says that Vovka is staying behind so he can rot. Mitya silently agrees with his father, which doesn't happen often. It also makes him sad that the better half of Vovka's life is behind him.